Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what is happening, everybody? This is Social Buzz on Air. I'm your host, Sebastian Rusk. Hey, as always, welcome to the show. We finally got the show back on the air. I've started and stopped this show probably 15 times over the past 4 years, just trying to figure out where the show fits in and how it all works out. But we're back. Video streaming is on the rise, and I need to start this blab real quick. Here we go. Anybody else wants to blab it up? We're about to blab it up. Hold on a second here. We're live. There can be a little delay on the show, can't there? Okay, join. Here we go. Fanzo? Okay, let's see here. Accept call. Fanzo!
What's up, man?
What's cracking, brother? All right, kick it off, because I'm just kicking off the show and I wasn't supposed to bring you on yet, but you know, I got you on. So we're going to do the damn thing.
All right.
So my lighting's a little off here on the blab. I'm looking fresh on Periscope, but, all right. So how do I get the echo out of my ear?
You want an echo?
Well,
turn the volume down on your phone.
Okay. There we go. I still hear myself. Oh, that's why. How's that? Okay. I think you still hear yourself regardless. That's going to make me crazy. So, but I need to hear you somehow.
What happened?
Oh, that's not going to work. No, I did that and it goes crazy. So can you hear me? Okay. Okay, perfect. So I'll just hear myself speak double. I don't know why. Oh, you know why? Because I have Blab opened. Anyhow, so there I had it opened on my browser. So I don't know how that whole, you know, let's see here. Mute, because I'm getting crazy notifications over here. All right, cool. We're blabbing and we're periscoping. And this right here is Social Buzz on Air. What's happening, everybody? I'm your host, Sebastian Rusk. Hey, as always, welcome to the show. If you're already on Blab, you know who my guest is. This guy doesn't need much introduction. We don't want to be here all afternoon, but we want to be here with enough time to answer some questions and help you know what you don't know that you don't know about live streaming. So when I think of that, I reach out to my friends that I know way more than I do. And Brian Fanzo is one of those individuals. So without any further introduction, not that he needs much, listeners, if you could please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Brian Fanzo. What's up, BF? Okay, hold on a second here. I can hear, everyone can hear me, but I can't hear anybody. That's a problem. Let's see here. Okay. All right. Maybe I can just hear you from the blab. Maybe that's how it works. Goodness gracious. Oh, you know what? Oh, you know what, Brian? I need you to call in, buddy. That's what I need you to do. There we go. And any of you, you want to call in, you ask questions. The show's going to last about 30, 40 minutes, if that, unless we get on a good conversation, then we'll continue it. Call in numbers 929-477-3091. Any questions that you might have for myself, forget about me. Any questions you might have for Fanzo, please do call in. It can take callers just like a traditional radio format. And we're going to be getting Fanzo live here in just a second. With technology, well, we're live on Blab, we're live on Periscope, but with technology, you can do all these things. So we're live streaming while my internet show is taking place. So I think that's pretty neato, if you ask me. Oh, really? Where's that at?
On the side there underneath, like the tell a little bird button, it says record.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. All right, cool. We're going to record this blab. We'll be blabbing. So, did you? Oh, there you are. Okay, cool. We're bringing on the air here. Okay, there we go. Now, everybody listening that's not currently on the show, they can hear us.
Awesome.
All right, cool. All right, so let's get right down to it. We're chatting, you know, I got in the live streaming game probably, I don't know, a month ago, 2 months ago. Hey, Damian Zamora's in the house. What's up, homie? I got Fanzo in the house about to school you on some live streaming, so get your number two pencil out, son. So, and I know that you got, as far as an early adapter to the game, you definitely were. My number one question to you, Brian, is when did it click where you said, you know what, this is where we're at. I need to get on the bandwagon. I need to pave the way here and help people understand the power behind this all. When did that click for you? This is all what, 4 months old, 5 months old?
Yeah, 4 months old. So it was March 2nd was my very first time, right? So March 2nd, I was in Barcelona and someone had text messaged me and said, hey, Brian, there's a new live streaming app called Meerkat that Ashton Kutcher and Gary Vaynerchuk are using. You should jump on it. I downloaded it 5 minutes later. I put the hashtag of the event that I was at called Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. I hit live, the camera kicked on, and I was like, oh, sweet, this is no different than a video blog. I walked about 10 feet, and I'm on the floor, the showroom floor, and someone said in the comments, jumped in on Meerkat. Oh, did you lose me? Oh, there you go. Jumped in on Meerkat and said, Brian, is that the new Samsung phone? Can you go show it to me? And right there, my mind was slightly blown because I was like, holy crap, someone that's watching this in the U.S. can interact and help me shape the content that I'm actually delivering. But I can tell you, even leaving Barcelona and then coming up with a plan for South by Southwest for Meerkat, I was on the leaderboard. I got as high as number two on the Meerkat leaderboard for people being watched. I was averaging, 800 people tuning in for every one of my Meerkats at South by Southwest. Even then, I don't think I knew that it was going to change my life and change the world, but I definitely knew out the gate that it was something interesting, and it clicked for me because my audience was so used to me engaging, and I've never had a problem with trying to hide who I was. I'm 100% who I am. So for me, live streaming was this avenue where I was like, maybe I won't have to blog as much because I've never been a big writer. Maybe I'll just be able to talk. And, fast forward 4 months later, it's taking me on crazy journeys it's going to take me around the world working with some amazing brands. So it's been damn exciting.
It definitely has been. And a lot of people are asking on Periscope. I know, Damien, you're watching this on Periscope. You need to be listening to the show as well. I sent you the link, or you need to be on Blab, and you can hear us both talk at the same time. So some of you may be listening to the show, some of you may be on Blab, some of you may be on Periscope. I hear myself talking like 15 different times, so don't feel confused because we're kind of all on the same boat, but we're going to continue to let this roll. Yeah, exactly. I was deep in thought. It looks like I am on Periscope. I look crazy because I'm like, uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, that worked. Jack Nicholson's a big fan of the show, Brian, and I told him he needs to start live streaming more. You know what he told me?
I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for 1 second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
All right, Jack. Hey, listen, nobody's making Jack do what he doesn't want to do. You know, I just think it'd be a good idea for Jack to Periscope. So I guess the number one question people have is, other than what platform to use, I think Periscope really got to the front of the line. I think that all of us early adapters as far as live streaming is concerned have gone from Meerkat to Periscope to Meerkat and Periscope to Meerkat, Periscope, Blab, maybe dropped the platform along the way. But if I'm a business and I'm a brand and I want to better effectively tell the story of my brand, I want to better effectively communicate really some value and some peek behind the curtain is the thing that I continue to come back to with live streaming. But where do brands start? Where does the marketing and the people that are that are responsible for getting the word out and telling the story, where do you start with live streaming?
So I think, unfortunately, and actually this was my stream yesterday that I did on Periscope, is that a lot of them are starting in the wrong place. They're actually looking at the tools and saying, which tool's best for me? Where do I go with the tools? And I think that's actually the wrong way. I think where we need to start is we actually need to start with a philosophy around live streaming as a whole. And then we need to focus the second spot on the business strategy. What business goal am I solving? What am I doing from a business perspective? And then moving forward from there, I think that's where we move to the next step and we do things above and beyond. I think we just lost John Blatt, my friend.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm back. Bow ties back. Back again. Bow ties back. Tell a friend. So yeah, I don't know how you do this whole simultaneous thing. It's craziness.
It does. It's like multitasking on steroids. But no, for me, it actually starts with a philosophy and then figuring out what business goal you're going to try to work with, and then look at the tools. I think too many people look at the tools first without really coming up with a live streaming or video strategy. And if you do that, I think you kind of pigeonhole yourself. And it's important to know where your audience is, but it's also important to know what kind of content you're going to deliver. You know, and my philosophy with the brands that I work with is simple. It's called think like a fan. And what I mean by think like a fan is, you know, what kind of content, what kind of information can you provide that your fans would love to have? And no matter the size of your business, from a small business to an enterprise the size of IBM, you have fans. And being able to give them exclusive access to content like they've never had before is possible thanks to live streaming. But you have to come at it from a philosophy of like that and the idea that it's going to help you with a business goal. If you come at it from the tools, I think that's where it's an uphill battle.
All right, let's elaborate a little bit on that. So let's talk about, first of all, what has been the best use of social of live streaming as far as these new platforms are concerned that you've seen today?
So I keep going to Hootsuite. If you're familiar with Hootsuite, the social media platform, and let's just caveat this. Just because they're a social media platform does not mean that they are good at social. There are plenty of social media companies and platforms that are not very good at social or new technology. But Hootsuite did something they called Follow the Sun. And what they did is they did every hour, they gave the Periscope accounts to a different person at a different location, each one of their buildings, each one of their offices around the world. And they were able to scope and stream from their office and give kind of a unique insight. And I think that is extremely powerful, because if you thought about it, everybody talks about how they have a great culture and they're a great company to work for. But could you actually prove it? Could you actually show it to you? And Hootsuite did that. And the influx of resumes they got was like 2,000 times what they normally get, because they showed people behind the scenes of their office. And it wasn't like, hey, here's a ping pong table. Hey, here's this. It was, hey, these are some cool things we're doing. Hey, this is our wall of fame for everybody that's done, you know, our best employee of the month. And here's where we all meet up on Food Truck Fridays. And they really provide a unique insight. So Hootsuite, without question, is my favorite. But then you have ones like, you have Red Bull, who's done some really cool things with their influencers. IBM brought a bunch of startups to meet with the mayor of Austin, and they actually live streamed the Austin mayor introducing themselves and talking about what he's going to do for startups in that city. And you know, it's giving you that access you've never had before. And you know, for me, brands are doing it well. I think some brands are doing it and kind of air milling it in. But for the most part, it's exciting. And I think the brands that get it, there's two things they have. They trust that their product and their story is valuable. Because if you don't trust your story and don't trust that what you're going to deliver is quality, this live streaming thing scares the crap out of you, because you have to be willing to say, I don't know. You have to be willing to fail a little bit. You have to be willing to have some issues. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're really going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think the problem is,
I have no idea why.
And somebody just texted me and said I have an echo too. So you hear me okay?
Yeah.
That could be Blab though. So I apologize for the echo if it's echoing. Okay. All right. It could very well be the radio platform. We may just need to stick with Blab Moon. But I may just have my radio show on Blab. That's it. And just have the guest on. Because these, you know, Blog Talk Radio, you know, some weeks they're good and some weeks they really fail you and make you want to punch a baby. Anyway, we're not talking about punching babies, though. We're talking about live streaming. Hootsuite, of course. And I'm glad to see somebody within our space actually doing something that embracing new technology. That's why I was so excited about the Applebee's campaign. Not because of Applebee's being my favorite restaurant. I think it's just Applebee's. It's a restaurant that's always been around that everyone's familiar with. But the very fact, and like I talked about when we did the live stream, it's the fact that these large brands are embracing new technology, not just Facebook. I mean, I think there's so many brands that are still just think that social is not a priority at all, let alone starting to do live streaming. How in the world am I going to live stream someone when I can't even get my Facebook post consistent or a strategy in place? So I think that if a brand doesn't even have an initial groundwork of a social strategy in place, there's not really any room for live streaming, is there? Otherwise, they're just kind of shooting in the dark.
Well, I think it has to be part of your content strategy, right? It has to be part of what you're trying to deliver, telling your story. I don't think you have to be great at social media to be great at live streaming, but you have to understand the power of your community. If you don't understand that your community has the power, I believe community is the future of business. And the best way to talk with your community, engage, and provide them unique insights is to do that by leveraging something like this. And if you're right now saying, well, my customers aren't smart, who cares about the community at the moment? They don't need the insights to us. They don't need to build relationships with us. Well, guess what? Google Hangouts did that. Google Hangouts disconnected themselves from the audience, never cared what their community had to say, and everyone is leaving Google Hangouts and using Blab platform now because Blab cares about their community. Blab is jumping in here listening to people. And I know that's kind of a crazy example, but you know, you said Applebee's. The reason I was so excited to work with Applebee's when Vincenzo Landino, myself, and Sonny Lenarduzzi decided to do that was not because I didn't have to be a fan of Applebee's. I was a fan that company understood and they trusted that if they're going to give the power, Sebastian, you did it from a restaurant. We had 23 people at 23 different restaurants. And what was the guidance for you? Here's a gift card. Go live stream your experience. It wasn't go live stream and tell us how great our food is. And if you don't, you're never going to get any work with us, or only live stream the food that we care about. Don't show the waitress or the restaurant. No, it's because they trusted that the actual quality of what their product was that you were going to show was really freaking good. And a company like Applebee's can do it. Anyone who's listening to this, what is your excuse? Because there's a hell of a lot of risk versus reward. They have franchisees. They have all those, you know, there's so many things, but yet they were willing to embrace it and do amazing things with it. To me, that got me inspired to work with them. And the crazy part was I actually liked their food. I took my daughters and wife there last night to get the Sriracha shrimp again, and I'm not even on their payroll anymore. So to me, that's the true value, and it really does start with trust.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that them being able to say, hey, we're going to do it differently here to launch our menu. And it also, it opened people's eyes a little bit to this live streaming and how it all kind of works out and comes together. So the ongoing debate continues, Meerkat versus Periscope versus now Blab. Obviously, Blab's a little bit different because you can add more people to the mix. I love Meerkat's features. I love the fact that it tweets things that you say. That's good and bad. I like the fact that you can throw the mic over. What's up, Professor Nicholas? What is it? I like the fact that you can throw the mic over to somebody for 60 seconds. That's a good feature for me if I'm on your Meerkat because I only have 60 seconds and you can cut me off. But Periscope seems very limited with these options and the interaction. And then Blab comes on the map, and people can jump in, jump out. There's comments, there's sharing, there's scheduling. Who creates the application that has all three has all the great features in all three applications in one? What happens there? Can Google figure that out, or are they just done in the live streaming space?
Google's. In my opinion, you're good. Now we're good. Now, right?
Yep.
I had muted on my side. I thought you were getting a repeat through my side, so I muted on my side. But no, I think Google is not one. Google could buy one of these. But for me, I'm not a big Salesforce fan where I need one solution for everything, right? For me, I do like that I can go multiple tools. I do think Meerkat and Periscope compete. They have very similar offerings. But I don't think Blab's actually competing with them. I actually think Blab kind of sits in a different space as a whole. But for me, when I look at this, when I look at the breakdown, I look at where is your audience and playing on both of them. I don't think there needs to be either or. And I also believe in a sense, from a standpoint of really, you lose me?
No, I'm here.
Uh-oh. I know, but I think you lost me on, but hold on.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Give me back.
Accept call. I'll gladly accept your call, Brian.
So I think actually from the standpoint of what we were kind of discussing there, I think when I present the two options for the two for Periscope and Meerkat, surprisingly enough, more people like the options available for you on Meerkat than they do on Periscope. But because Periscope is owned by Twitter, people actually choose Periscope more so because it has that longevity aspect. So I could see Meerkat getting bought out by a Facebook. Or get bought out. Even I would love to see Apple buy them out because I think that would be an interesting play. But
okay, but wait, time out though. So
very interesting.
But what about Facebook coming on the scene with The Rock and only allowing celebrities and people with large followings to do Facebook mentions? Where does that all come into play?
So I'm kind of in the minority there, but I don't see any. There is nothing telling me that Facebook's going to roll this out to the masses. what that meant to me was they were actually increasing their Facebook Mentions app and getting people to use it, which I think is a genius play. But I don't see them actually rolling out live streaming within their tool to every single user. I don't see that as something that they want to do. I mean, we already have content overload. So for me, I actually see them keeping something like exclusive like that in the Mentions app and then going out and buying another app and saying, hey, this is Facebook. You can use your Facebook graph. Therefore, everybody who follows you on your Facebook page or your Facebook account can follow you inside a Meerkat. Like, that would be a great feature ad. I don't think they need to actually roll out their own Facebook live streaming tool to everyone. I think because if we think about Facebook, you know, all intents and purposes, they love the hierarchy, right? It's exclusivity for the celebrities and the blue check marks, and then it's all of us normal people, right? You know, and I don't see that as a problem. I just think the way they rolled this out to me screams that they don't understand, either don't understand the live streaming community or they don't understand the long-term goal of where this is going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was unique that they've only, do you have to have so many followers? I know that Jeffrey Hazlitt's been doing it. My buddy Sean Stevenson has been doing it. Is it all contingent upon how many followers you have?
No, so it's the verified. So you have to have a verified page to be able to do it. So you have to have that blue check marks box next to you on Facebook to actually have that option. If you have a verified page, then you get access to it. They said they're slowly rolling out those that have a verified person account. So like Joel Comm, our friend Joel Comm, has a verified page as well as a verified personal account. But right now, the only reason he can use it is because he has a verified page. Like, I was watching one of my friends, Jennifer, she was on there earlier today. Grant Cardone was on Facebook Mentions today. But for me, the power of tools, like, I mean, right now we're on Blab. You've had 53 people stop in here. You know, anytime after the show, you could bring any of those people on here to ask questions. To me, the power of the community is really what makes these tools. And Facebook Mentions is just a broadcasting platform for celebrities. And I love it. I'm actually a big fan of it. But for me, it's not competing with Periscope and Meerkat. And I don't even think they need to go after that. I would love to see them partner up or buy Meerkat and see where that goes. I think there could be some awesome possibilities there.
So you actually think Facebook would be interested in buying something additional above and beyond, even though they've got the wherewithal to be able to make it happen?
Well, if you think of it this way, I mean, they didn't roll out that live streaming app inside of the Facebook app, right? You know, or the Facebook Messenger app, right? We all have that app. There's a bajillion people with that app. They rolled it out to an exclusive app called Facebook Mentions. To me, that's telling. That's saying, hey, we have the technology, but we don't want to put it into our bread and butter. And I think that's actually a smart play in the long term, because why pollute, you know, if every aunt and uncle could hit live streaming and all of a sudden live stream, not only would that be crazy, but even Facebook would probably be watered down and polluted by all of that crappy content. So for me, why not work with another tool that is already building itself up and just give them access to like the user connections, but allow that to live in a separate app? Because remember, Periscope today still doesn't work inside of Twitter. Google Hangouts, even when Google Hangouts had a mobile app, it was a separate app from Google Plus. And just like that, you know, Facebook, I can't see Facebook rolling that technology out in their native app. To me, it would just be crazy.
Yeah, I think so as well, too. So the upside of being able to leverage all this type of technology is that the radio show here is short and sweet. So we've gotten a lot of great information, but we're going to continue the conversation. But you can only continue the conversation if you're listening to the radio show on Blab. So if you don't have the Blab app yet, you need to go download Blab right now. We're going to get a little interactive. I'm told there's been some feedback and some technical difficulties. So we're just going to go ahead and sign off with this episode of Social Buzz on Air. We're going to continue it on Blab. Periscope, that's debatable too, unless you've got everything worked out, but you can hear us, talk to us, interact with us, tweet us, etc., and we're going to continue that right there. So if you're listening live right now, hey, thanks a ton for tuning in. Brian, thanks for coming to the show. I look forward to hanging out a little bit longer on Blab for a few more minutes here. My name's Sebastian Rusk. I'm the host of this show called Social Buzz on Air. If there's been echoes and all kinds of crazy sounds, that's because I've tried to use every piece of technology possible to get this show reignited here. So forgive me, if you will. Make sure you're following Brian online at iSocialFans, FANZ, and follow myself as well, too. I'm Sebastian Ross, signing off from our studio here in downtown Miami. We'll see you next time.